You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Rickett, CEO of Vesarion. VRS is ticker. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And I can see the sun, so
can you?
It must be a good day.
I don't know where you are. Where are you in the country? Because I can't see. A grey white cloud here. So, but
sunny Gloucestershire.
Wow. So I've still got remnants of storm rattling around. I've just put the goalpost back up in the garden for the kids, and they're still rattling around there. So I must put them back down. But it's good of you come on. You've announced out Flux Footwear to launch shoe enhanced by your graphene technology, and we'll dig into that. But for people maybe new to the story, Neil, just explain what Vesarion is about, please.
So Vesarion is an advanced materials company. We take technology out of universities and turn it into commercial products. The one that we're working most on at the moment is obviously graphene, but there's a number of brothers and sisters to graphene that are currently in the research and development stage. So there's a big pipeline of new materials, and this is probably very similar to how the Victorians felt about steel as these new technologies come on stream.
Yeah. So Flux Footwear, what are you doing with them and what's happening here?
Flux is a small company in the States, three really, really great guys. We like working with them. They're challenging the big brands. The advantage is that they're fleet of foot and able to make decisions that some of the big corporates can't make for a longer period of time. So it's important for us, as we've always said, to work with the smaller companies as well as the bigger companies. We're keen to get these demonstrators into the market as well. And in this particular case, we've developed a material for the sole of shoes. It came out of some of the work we did with the oil and gas companies a few years ago, a very similar technology, but it's the same technology that's predominantly in things like tires and all of those elastomer type products, so seals and also. So the same technology and the same learning is used across multiple industries.
Yeah, so explain, so how, what advantages will sort of graphene bring to footwear?
So the way we work with our customers is that they have challenges. They are trying to compete in very large markets, and they want a product that does a specific thing. In this case, what Flux were looking for is the thinnest, highest wearing sole that they could get away with for their particular product, which is very much like a kind of very thin sole that enables you to kind of have that feeling of not wearing shoes, but obviously still having the protection of wearing shoes. And so we worked alongside those guys to extend the performance of commonly available materials, which is effectively what we do with all our customers.
Yeah. And when is this going to be launched then, Neil?
So at the moment, I'm actually wearing a pair of Flux shoes at the moment. Cool. We've been working with the guys for a while. We've been trialing different compounds, different formulations, and now we've got a formulation that we're all happy with. We're waiting for the supply chains to catch up. There's still quite a lot of disruption because of COVID, both in terms of the raw materials, but also in terms of factory capacity. So Flux will launch these sometime in September, we think. Definitely kind of like Q3 this year. And at that point, obviously the stock needs to be built ahead of that, and the factories need to have done their bit. But all the design and the testing is finished now, and we've got pre-production prototypes. And so we thought we'd give our shareholders and stakeholders the opportunity to get ahead of the curve and pre-order them. So we've got an allocation of 500 shoes just with the Sarian stakeholders, and we'll be using those as demonstrators to clients and customers, as well as obviously selling those to our shareholders and stakeholders so that they can get access to the latest technology.
Yeah. But graphene, you know, has been touted as having benefits in many different sectors, you know, its abilities. But you seem to be doing very well at the moment in the textile sector. This is off the back of a super dry announcement. Is there more to happen in this kind of sector for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what we're seeing now is the transition of graphene out of its R&D phase into its commercialization phase. We're seeing products being launched not only by ourselves, but our competitors, which is a great thing. And that means that there's more and more adoption. Where people tried it a few years ago and they had, you know, relatively poor results because the quality of the graphene wasn't there, now they're starting to see really, really big benefits, like we're seeing with these Flux shoes. And that means that that there are more and more opportunities for using this technology, not only in textiles, but in eyewear, footwear, construction, automotive, aerospace, defense. You know, we're active in all of those areas at the moment. So it's going to be a constant kind of process of bringing these products to market now, and that should keep our investors very happy.
Yeah, and I suppose you have to specifically focus on one area, don't you? I mean, you can't, you know, it's so many areas, like you said, you could go into, but I suppose you have to focus, don't you?
Yes, so we're focused at the moment predominantly on construction and textiles. So we've obviously had some very good results with our construction materials and laying quite large slabs of material. But that technology is used in a variety of different different industries. You know, so it's the same in flood defense as it is in motorways and infrastructure as it is in railways. And so although we remain focused, the level of opportunity is large, but it uses all the same core technology. And it's the same with these shoes. The technology was originally designed around oil and gas, and we're still active there with our oil and gas customer, although the oil and gas industry has obviously had its challenges the last couple of years. But it's the same technology that we can pull through and lightly adapt for a whole range of different industries, whether that's seals, as I said before, for the automotive industry, or it's footwear in this particular case, or it's a variety of other applications. It's the same core technology. So this is a product that we've now developed that we're now selling into those various verticals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see you got the website there where people can visit and look at them, can't you? What is it? Vasariumproducts.co.uk.
Yeah, this is an area that we, as I said, we really like the opportunity to for our shareholders to get ahead of the curve, to actually touch and feel the products that we're working with our customers. So that website will continue to host products really for our shareholders and our stakeholders to get early access. So we're not interested in necessarily selling individual products, but we do like to give the opportunity to our shareholders to have access.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, Neil. It's been a while, but, you know, let's have those three reasons, if you could. Why should someone add Vasari into their watch list, please?
Goodness me, it has been a while, Justin. I'd forgotten all about this part. So the first thing is that Vasarian has key connections and contacts with governments, with academic institutions, and with large corporate customers. So it's ideally placed in terms of connections. The second thing is that it's in a real growth area, and it's an enabling technology for other growth areas such as electrification and you know, automotive, railways, etc. And the third big region, or big reason, is that we now have a qualified and validated product, which we're now starting to sell on a commercial basis.
Marvellous stuff, Neil. Good to chat to you. And no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.